We're discussing the direction of the Republican Party in a group threatening to break ranks from the GOP. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It comes in the wake of the Capitol insurrection in January and the ouster of Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney from House leadership. It's a statement of principles, and more than 150 Republicans, former Republicans and independents have signed onto this letter headlined "A Call for American Renewal." Do you think there needs to be a new conservative political party? Do you feel the Republican Party is united, or has it lost its way? 800-642-1234. Reid Ribble served three terms in the House representing northeastern Wisconsin. He retired from Congress in 2016, is now CEO of the National Roofing Contractors Association. Former Congressman Reid Ribble, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning, Kate. It's good to be with you.
Good morning. Let's start with your reaction to the Capitol attack, the riot on January 6th.
Well, I mean, I remember just sitting there watching the news, almost in a state of shock about it. Listen, I get the idea about peaceful protest, about citizens redressing grievances with their government. But there was never there's never a call for what happened there. And I also recognize that of that crowd of several thousand, there were probably 400 or 500, you know, strong antagonists that went in there and did the damage, you know, $30 million of construction damage that the taxpayers didn't have to pay for. 140 Capitol Police officers were injured during the event. And it was just a disgusting moment in American history, and the first time in U.S. history that there was not a peaceful transfer of power in this country. It's embarrassing. It's a global embarrassment.
Members of the party have been downplaying the attack. We saw Senator Ron Johnson saying he wasn't worried about the supporters of President Trump who stormed the Capitol, would have been if they had been Black Lives Matter protesters. And then at a House Oversight Committee hearing Wednesday, Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia said calling it an insurrection was a bold-faced lie. Is this a fractured party?
Sure. I mean, it's fractured, and it has been fractured, but all political parties have got fractures and different wings of those parties. Each party tries to have as large of a tent as they can. And so internal debates inside political parties are really nothing new. You see the fracture in the Democrat side as well, with Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on one side, the very liberal wing of the party. Then you've got centrists like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema in the middle. And they have to find whatever common ground they can within that party to create a winning coalition for whatever they're trying to do, the same way Republicans have to do the same thing.
But how has President Trump changed the Republican Party?
Well, I mean, significantly, in that President Trump was never a Republican. President Trump's a populist, and it's a completely different political ideology. And so he brought in populism, and as a result of that, he had a big enough base with 16 opponents in a primary that divided the traditional Republican vote. Those other 15 candidates, that populist wing of the party was large enough for him to win the White House. And in some cases, he governed like a traditional conservative. In other cases, he governed like a populist. In other cases, he governed like a socialist, which would be typical of someone with a populist leaning.
But many supporters have continued to cast doubt on the 2020 election, despite no evidence that the election was rigged in any way. Why are Republicans doing this?
I'm not certain. You know, President Trump, from the beginning of the campaign for re-election, but really near the end of the campaign, starting in July and August, when I think the data started swinging against him winning, he began to start talking about the election being rigged, that the only way he could lose is if the election was rigged. And yet 40-plus lawsuits later, judges that were appointed by the president himself, they had a pretty abysmal record, I think only winning one time of all those cases. And Republican secretaries of state around the country, including in Georgia and in Arizona, are saying this was a safe, fair, free election. And no matter what you talk about, no matter what you say, no matter how much you lie about it, these elections were conducted in a fair manner. And so you have to start by saying, we're going to begin right now by correcting the record and starting speaking truth to the American people, including to ourselves when we don't want to hear it.
We're talking with Republican Reid Ribble, who represented northeastern Wisconsin in Congress from 2011 to 2017. We're discussing a letter published last week. It's called A Call for American Renewal. Do you think the Republican Party needs to redefine itself? What should its priorities be? Are you a lifelong Republican? What do you think of your party's values right now? 800-642-1234. Tomas is joining us from Madison. Hi, Tomas.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a comment. My comment is that given the admission by Alan Greenspan that markets cannot regulate themselves and the utter failure to address the ongoing climate crisis, the Republican Party's ideological foundation has lost all legitimacy, and the Republican Party should go the way of the dodo.
Reid Ribble, what would you say there?
Well, I mean, we can get into a debate about economic policy and economic theory. Certainly the left's push toward modern monetary theory is probably as far off base as maybe the idea that capitalism unfettered is a good policy as well. I mean, I've never been anti-regulation. There does need to be restraints on corporate America. I mean, that's why we have antitrust laws and so forth, and Republicans typically support those. And so when it comes to climate change, there's been a significant shift in the Republican Party where there's a lot of activity going on with climate change. And, for example, in my own home, I'm fully off-grid. I power my house with solar, and I don't use any carbon-based fuels with which to power my own home. And so it's not that there's an anti-climate change. We might disagree on what the solutions are for climate change, and we might disagree on what the causes are, but I think it's pretty hard to deny that it's occurring.
Tell us about the Call for American Renewal, which you signed alongside more than 150 other Republicans. Why did you sign it?
I signed it because it's a call for truth-telling. We have to go back to the fact that we're going to start with telling the truth first about the 2020 election. But we're also going to tell the American people the truth about what we believe the national debt is and its harm for the country. We're going to tell the American people the truth about policy. We're going to start talking more about policy solutions. And we've developed kind of a common sense coalition of former elected officials that are asking the Republican Party to reconsider. Trumpism was what they ran on in 2020. They lost on Trumpism. And the reality is they didn't even have a the party itself came with no policies for governing going forward, other than we're going to do what Trump says. And we're saying, no, you know, we actually ought to have policies that we run on. We ought to actually talk to the American people what those policies are and then try to move the country forward. Here's the problem. We don't believe that the Republican Party can win with Trump, but we're also very concerned that the Republican Party cannot win without Trump. And so it's got the party in a really tough spot, and they've got to begin to start looking in a mirror, and we're there to hold up that mirror and say we need to look internally and begin to change the things that have caused them to become a minority party in this country.
We're talking with former Congressman Reid Ribble of Wisconsin, one of the more than 150 signers of A Call for American Renewal. It's a coalition of national, state, and local leaders who want a new political movement, a return to founding principles. Are you a Republican looking for an alternative? Is the creation of a third party the answer, or would it shift power to Democrats? How do you feel about this coalition? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment with Reid Ribble here on the Ideas Network. You're with us for the morning show as we discuss the future of the Republican Party. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Dozens of current and former Republicans have signed on to this letter that's headlined A Call for American Renewal, features 13 principles. While it doesn't mention former President Trump by name, it comes after the ouster of Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney from House leadership. We have former Congressman Reid Ribble of Wisconsin on the line, signed onto the letter and stays with us. Jeff is with us from Superior. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, good morning. This is an interesting topic for WPR. I appreciate it. I want to ask the guest, is it true that the Republican Party was founded in Ripon, Wisconsin in, I think it was 1854? And what values or principles from that founding would you take into a new definition of the Republican Party?
Thanks, Jeff, for the question. History would say that the Republican Party was founded in Ripon, Wisconsin, and you know the typical Republican ideology would be one of limited government, constitutional order. You know, taking a more strict liberal approach to understanding the Constitution, reducing the role of the federal government, federalism. Letting the market move within a restrained structure. Those are the types of things that typically would be considered traditional Republicanism, pro-free trade, pro-economic growth. Those are the types of things that the party was founded on. And also a fairly open immigration policy. Republicans were originally the ones that were the abolitionists and those that were trying to support freedom in the country for all Americans.
The letter also explicitly rejects fear-mongering, conspiracism, and falsehoods. Do you see Republicans embracing these tactics?
Well, sure. I mean, that's been part of what the approach for many in the party has been. And the fear-mongering part of it is partly creating victimhood, making Republicans feel like they've been victimized by the elites, which is a very populist thought, while never really defining who the elites are. This language about a deep state, never really defining what a deep state is, but it creates fear in the voter, and it creates a lack of trust in our systems. And quite frankly, our systems actually have been the envy of the world for a very, very long time, and they will work with inside the construct of the U.S. Constitution.
Mark is joining us from New Lisbon. Hi, Mark. What would you like
How
to
are
see?
You?
Hi, good. What are your insights here?
Well, I am really glad that he signed the letter and the other Republicans. I voted for Republicans for over four decades. I wouldn't do it anymore. We need a right of center party, but I would suggest that the people in that organization, when I supported, I signed it, the letter, give the Republican Party a deadline, July 4th, Labor Day, something, and say, you either fix it by then or we're gone. And just go off and take your ball, go home, start a new party, and let's just put the GOP where it seems to want to go, and that's on its deathbed.
So Mark is calling for more urgency here and a firm deadline, Reid Ribble.
Yeah, you know, and listen, Mark, we hear that a lot from voters just like you. And quite frankly, there's millions of them out there. And as we begin to coalesce around some of these principles and we can create what Kate said earlier, a new movement, this movement will either reform the Republican Party or oppose it, depending on how the Republican Party responds to it. They cannot win without us, and which was proven in 2020. And so they've got to begin to listen to us, and this is a way we can either force them to listen to us, or they will simply be relegated to a minority for a very, very long time.
You've said it's going to take a long time, years perhaps, to reshape what a conservative party looks like in our country. And it seems like you have traction now. What will take time exactly?
Well, I mean, listen, if like as Mark says, if it would end up being a new political party, that could take a full decade to create and get it large enough and organized enough. And at that point, because of our federalist system of government, we need to have a footprint in every single state that's powerful enough. We would rather reform what's already there and call back to traditional conservative values, a call back to traditional republicanism, because all the structure is in place. That would be a faster track for sure. But either way, this is going to take some time, and we recognize it.
We have Republican Reid Ribble on the line as we discuss a call for American renewal, a letter published last week. You can join in, 800-642-1234. Lisa is joining us from Madison. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning. It sounds like Mr. Ribble is looking at maybe when he talks about focusing on policy, the issues that Trump didn't arise from nowhere, and what has happened in the GOP that gave rise to Trump. And I grew up in Northeast Wisconsin, and over the years, I'm still in touch with many, many people there. I've seen more of a focus on you hate America, you're a socialist, you're this, you're that, versus let's talk about policies, because we can disagree on that, a logical discussion. But when we get into this emotional, I hate, you hate, there's no moving forward. And the other issue that I believe has given rise to Trump is the partisan gerrymandering, where now you're not even, there's no competition with somebody from another party. The competition is within your own party, and that means you have to move further to the either the right or the left, depending on where the gerrymandering is going. And so I think that's really going to be essential going forward, is addressing gerrymandering and how that has given rise to Trump.
Reid Ribble.
I think she's right. It's not just gerrymandering. It's a whole bunch of things. There's a disenfranchisement that Trump was able to tap into, but now what's happened is there's a new disenfranchisement, and people are disenfranchised from a party that even in 2020 ran on no platform. There was no platform. I mean, when does a political party do that, and how can they build a successful party and create something that can actually win without having a platform that the American people know what it is they're going to get if they vote for it? And as far as the gerrymandering goes, we have to somehow get control of this, because voters ought to be choosing who their candidates are and who their elected officials are, rather than elected officials choosing who their voters are. And that's what gerrymandering does. Both parties do it. They're good at it, but it does push to the extremes, and it pushes left and right further away from the governing majority that's somewhere in the middle. So she's correct there.
Along the thoughts of voting, Jim in River Falls. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, yeah, I was just wondering how this new group, what their position is on disenfranchising people from voter rolls. Obviously, the Republican Party emancipated slaves and initially, you know, supported voting rights for black people. Now we just see the opposite, and I think it's a real hazard to our democracy. And just so wondering what position of this new group is on making sure more people get the right to vote.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We believe that voting is a civic responsibility. It goes beyond just it's available to Americans, but we believe you're responsible for it. And we want to make voting as easy as possible in this country. But while making it easy to vote and every single American to vote, and the big advantage of making it easy to vote is that political parties now have to win over those voters when everybody can vote. But we also want to make it difficult to cheat. And so I don't think any voter wants their vote offset by someone who cheated. But yet there's no big history in the country of voter fraud. Is there voter fraud out there? Sure. There'll always be some minor cases of voter fraud, but most of those are captured, and they go through the criminal justice system. And so I don't think it's either or. I think we make it easy for everyone to vote, and we make it difficult for people to cheat, and you encourage every American to cast a vote. And that's where we would be at on that. We think it's a responsibility to vote.
I want to circle back to the letter here for a moment. Did you have any input into these 13 principles or into the letter itself?
I helped write it.
You helped write it. And what were discussions like as you wrote this? Can you take us into that? Yeah.
Yeah. So as we were talking, we started with a relatively small group of 10 or 12 of us, and then this thing just kind of took off, and a lot of former elected officials wanted to be part of it. And so we started creating this list of principles because we felt before we talk about a new party or anything like that, we have to have an understanding of what our underlying, undergirding foundation would be. And that had to be built on principles. And so we began to write this. It then went through a series of reviews. People had the ability to comment, edit, change, and then the group finally agreed on the document that we sent out the other day.
Thank you for joining us.
Kate, good to be with you. Thank you.
Reid Ribble served for 3 terms in the House representing Northeastern Wisconsin. He retired from Congress in 2017, now the CEO of the National Roofing Contractors Association. Ahead this hour, we talk with the DMV administrator about why they want to give teen driver's license applicants the option to opt out of the road test. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.